We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sam Radford is joining us live, co-chair of the community action organization We the Parents. Buffalo Public Schools are short by approximately 150 bus drivers this fall, meaning the district is consolidating routes. Kids are getting picked up late, dropped off late, sometimes not at all. Sam, good morning. It's the third week of school. How bad is it from your perspective?
Well, yeah, it's as bad as it's ever been, you know, and in this particular case, how bad it is, it's compounded by the fact that in Buffalo Public Schools, we were the last students to come back to school last year, and our children are already behind. And so to have children, you know, not getting, in some cases, like you said, not getting picked up at all, in other cases, you know, waiting, getting to school an hour late, you know, getting home 5, 6, or 7 o'clock, it's just as bad as it's ever been.
Sam, the one thing I just cannot shake on this discussion is that, I mean, here, us, we did maybe a story 3 months ago or so on the upcoming shortage in school bus drivers. Well, before that, people were pointing out that this is going to be a major issue, and certainly people within the district would have a better picture of that than anyone in the media or outside who already knew of this problem. How did it come to this? I mean, we have the governor saying that there's going to be this and that and the other done to help remedy the situation. She's being praised for a quick response. The right time to respond to this crisis would have been 4 months ago, wouldn't it have been?
I agree with you 100%. You know, I think how it came to this is that, you know, there's no sense of urgency, you know, when it comes to our children, because this actually is not a new problem for Buffalo. If you go back to before the pandemic, 3 consecutive years before the pandemic, we had a bus shortage, we had a bus driver shortage, and we also had a bus aid shortage. You know, you know, it ain't even just the fact that we don't have enough bus drivers. We got, most of these buses got 40, 50, 60 kids on them, and there's no bus aid on the bus either. Just last week, we had an 11-year-old girl, a bus driver had a heart attack on the bus. 11-year-old girl had to intervene, you know, to, you know, save the lives of the other students on the bus because there was no other adult on the bus. And these are problems that we've known about for years, and we just simply have not had a sense of urgency to solve these problems. You do take a city like Chicago, where they knew they were going to have a bus driver shortage. They came up with a plan where they paid their parents to be able to bring children to school. You know, now we don't have as many parents as available who have transportation, but the 40% of parents who do have transportation, you know, Commissioner's Regulation 156.3 authorizes the school district to pay the parents to bring the children to and from school. And so there were things that we could have done to get out ahead of this that we just simply did not do. We have not prioritized getting every child to school every day on time.
What about ride sharing? Has that been looked at?
Yeah, ride sharing is another thing they do in Chicago. So what the issue becomes is, if people are committed to solving the problem, often you hear the superintendent talk about, you know, it's the parents' responsibility to get their children to school every day on time. And so now here it is, we have the administration's whose responsibility to ensure that there's a strategy and a plan to be able to make sure children are at school every day and on time. The superintendent is often talking about accountability of parents. And so here it is. What is the accountability of the administration who knew we were going to have a bus driver shortage, who has some tools available to you, like paying some parents and paying ride share, and we did not use those tools. We're still today not using those tools. Every single day, I get a call from parents, and I get a call from administrators who are calling me. They're saying, we're getting a call from this group from saying that there will be no child to pick up your bus today. We have a parent who has, to compound all of that, we have a parent who takes her child to the bus stop every day, and for 10 consecutive days, the bus did not come, and every day when the bus don't come on time, she takes her children to school herself. They sent her a letter saying because her child has not been on the bus for 10 consecutive days, they're going to eliminate her bus service. Even though she goes there every morning, she keeps track of what time the bus actually arrives. 2 days, the bus didn't come at all. Every other day, one day, the bus came at 10:56. Her bus is supposed to arrive there at 9 o'clock. It has never, ever come on time, not once. But they are holding her accountable because her child has perfect attendance. One of her three children is in eighth grade, perfect attendance, and she didn't want her child to lose her perfect attendance. So she's been taking the child to school every day to make sure the child is in school on time. She said he's in eighth grade. This is one of his most important years. She didn't want him to be behind. And so instead of them understanding that they created the problem, they're punishing her by saying, well, since you didn't wait around to find out the bus wasn't coming to get your child, or you didn't sit there and just let your child come to school late, your consequence for that is that you no longer are eligible for bus service.
Sam, I spoke with you, I think it was the day after. The superintendent, other district officials had a big press conference. They were celebrating $1 billion, record funds, coming to the Buffalo School District, with the main goal of getting kids back into the classroom. I don't even know if I have a question here. It's just, what?
You making a point. They don't even require a question. Here is a time where the normal answer is the reason why we cannot do the things we need to do to ensure that our children are in the classroom is we don't have the money. Now it ain't an issue of money. Now is the new excuse. We don't have the drivers on the buses. So we've talked for years about, well, why are we busing students anyway? At the end of the day, you know, why are we busing students across the city? They're going from a failing school in one neighborhood to a failing school in another neighborhood. Why don't we have children going to the community schools closest to their homes? You know, saying so that parents can walk to the school and be there and be active with their children. Why are you going to put a children in the third poorest city in America? Why are you going to put children on a bus and send them all the way across town when you know by and large their parents can't get over there and participate in the activities with them? The whole thing is simply because we do not have leadership that's taking responsibility for ensuring that we're doing what's best for our children.
Many listeners have texted us saying, why don't they go back to sending kids to neighborhood schools? I mean, we're in the third week of school here. It's probably too late this year. But if this problem persists, is that something that we need to look at?
That's exactly what we need to be looking at, because this problem has already persisted. Go look at the records. Prior to COVID, three consecutive years we had a shortage of bus drivers. This is First Student has known this, you know, for Buffalo way before now. So community schools is something that we should have been looking at. We should be looking at, and now while we got the resources to do some major infrastructure changes, we need to make those infrastructure changes. I don't know if people understand how serious this situation is in Buffalo. In Buffalo, 75% of the students do not read, write, or do math on grade level. 75% of the students are not graduating college and career ready, and so if we just bring kids back to school, we have no sense of urgency about them getting back in the classroom. And I'm talking about being in the classroom on time, ready to learn. You know, we got children coming into school an hour late, missing the first and second period class. We got children sitting in auditoriums, you know, for an hour after school is out, hoping the bus comes, getting calls to parents saying, you know, with no buses coming today, can you find a way to come get your child? In the third poorest city in America, that's what our leadership is offering, and we have to do better for the sake of our children, and we need a sense of urgency about doing better. We can't just say we're doing the best we can, and you know we're going to try to alleviate the bus shortage by coming up with ways and methods to get more bus drivers in. Right now, why don't we immediately say we're going to do like Chicago did, and we're going to pay parents who can to pick up and drop off their children. That's something that commissioner's regulation authorizes. So if they had a sense of urgency, they would use tools that are immediately available to them.
Sam Radford is our guest on WBEN Buffalo. Before you go, Sam, you bring up two words that I hear so much and I think about so much when it's this issue and plenty of other issues in the city of Buffalo, and that is accountability and urgency. And we know that a school is not just like any other business, right? It's so much different, so much more than that. But if a similar problem were to happen in any other business in the private sector, there would be those two things, urgency and accountability, or, I mean, there would be a tremendous changeover in leadership. Why is there a struggle with that, seemingly, in the school district?
I think we got to take a serious look at that. You know, we have one of the best paid superintendents in the country. Our superintendent makes over $300,000 a year. It makes more than the mayor and the governor combined. With that, and the kind of money we spend to pay for our central administrators, six-figure salaries across the board. At the end of the day, what we're paying for, the question is the results, I mean, ultimately, if we're not getting results consistent with making that kind of investment in our leadership, I think we really have to have ask a question, and it is, what are we paying for? If at the end of the day, our children were the last children in New York State to go back to school last year. I mean, when you go look at the state education statistics, they're telling you that 75% can't read on grade level, 80% can't do math on grade level. They're not graduating college and career ready. What ultimately are we paying for? And why are we not holding people accountable to where if we're spending making that kind of investment, we should be getting way better results?
Sam, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you for joining us. Sam Radford of the community action organization, We the Parents.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.